Good morning, everyone. So I cannot sing, but I can find songs. And one of the songs that I was listening to this past week, it stated, "Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you." So as we prepare to take communion this morning, take the bread that represents the body of Christ, in the juice that represents the blood that he shed on the cross for our sins, I would like to share how the story of Jesus dying on the cross changes people's lives. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, the Bible says, "God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." And verse 16 says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us." So last year, my son asked me to bring him to a KFC to buy what is called the Jack Harlow meal. I have no clue who that person is. And they're probably looking at me like, I don't know. And I said, because he wanted to be with Daniel Sharma and Jordan Fick. It's like, okay, what's the location? He said, in Marietta. Well, we live in Loganville. So that is quite of a drive. And he said, "Dad, I would like to go to the one that this person, this Jack Harlow, went in person and buy the meal there." Say, okay, I'll drive you there. I drive me all the way there, drop him off, say hi to the brothers. You know, two college students with teenagers. They're probably going to talk about sports and sneakers, correct? That's my vision. After a couple of hours, I go pick him up. And we ask, you know, the same question always. How was the time? And he turns to me and said that Daniel and Jordan had done the cross study with him. And that was not what I was expecting. I was expecting sports and sneakers, correct? And he had heard pieces of the story of the cross of Jesus. But that was the very first time that he shared with me that he had pieced out the piece all together and was able to fully understand the story of Jesus dying on the cross. The emotional, the physical, and spiritual suffering that Jesus went through. Later, he went on, did another study on his own, and the story of the cross changed his life. Similarly, I did the same study. This was 2022. I did the same study in 1994. Not at KFC, not with, but at GSU, with a couple of brothers. And what happened is that my mom came visit me from Brazil a few years ago, and I told her I'm going to plan this special trip for her. So I'm going to take her to Graceland, correct? The land of Elvis. So a couple of days before the trip, Michelle comes to me to give me the directions how to get there. Now, keep in mind that she's telling me the directions while I'm watching a soccer game. That's probably not the best time to give a Latino directions when he's watching the soccer game. So we get in the car, we're driving for a couple of hours, and my son is asking, "Are we there yet?" I said, "Well, not yet, but I just passed a sign that says, 'Welcome to Augusta.'" And by the way, that's where they have that cool tournament. I was confident, actually, about it, you know, saying that. And then Michelle jumps into the conversation, said, "Where are we?" I mean, we just passed Augusta, according to the sign. Now, on my defense, like I said, she gave me the instructions, you know. I'm not from here. A 10 minutes of silence, the Holy Spirit came upon us. But we did not fight because of God. So spiritually speaking, in 1994, I was in the wrong direction. I was on I-20 East trying to get to God when I should have taken I-20 West to get to Him. Just like I had a misunderstanding on how to get to Graceland, I also had a misunderstanding of what meant to be a Christian. A misunderstanding of the story of the cross. Why did Jesus die on the cross? How He did it, and its message. Until I had the opportunity to study the Bible with a couple of brothers and personally read the ancient words. And at that very first time, I was able to fully understand the story of the cross. In Philippians 3:18, Paul says, "For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ." And to be honest, that's how I felt. I was living as an enemy of the cross of Christ. And the reason is because the life that I was living was not the life that God had created me for. And knowing this story now, that Jesus died on the cross, being from Brazil, I started having a dream. I'm going to go back to Brazil and not to pursue my own interest, but I want to tell the story of the cross in my native language. And I admire and respect my wife, Michelle, who is from here, who was willing to give up her interest and get on a plane with me. And we moved to Brazil. And I might say, to hear that message, the story of the cross in Portuguese, it was a very powerful moment for me. And we were able to, for 5 years, to share the story of the cross, some of the best years of our lives. And the same story is told today in so many different languages. And that is so encouraging. And I'm so glad that this story is recorded so that we can pass down to the younger generation. The Bible says that Jesus was full of truth and grace. At the foot of the cross, I learned the seriousness of deliberately living a life of sin and the effect of sin in my relationship with God. But also at the foot of the cross, I learned that God's love covers a multitude of my sins. The story of the cross compelled me to no longer live my life for myself, but for Him who died for me and was raised again, as it is stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I've been reading a book called With, and one of the main concepts of the book actually reminded me of my dad, who passed away 11 years ago. My dad liked math like I do, and like G2 does. I grew up living by the beach, playing soccer and surfing. And my dad, one day, he gave me a math problem. And he said, "Multiply all the grains of all beaches in the world times all the drops of water of all the oceans times all the stars. This is how much I love you." He said that so that I could try to grasp how wide and long and high and deep was His love for me. The story of the cross tells us how wide and long and high and deep is the love of God for us. And for so many years, I lived far away from my dad. He was in Brazil. I'm here in the U.S., and he expressed the desire to be with me, to be with Michelle, and to be with G2. Due to kidney failure, unfortunately, he was no longer able to travel internationally. So unfortunately, he was never able to meet my son in person. But I know that he was, and he's very proud of him. He would send me texts saying, "The next time I see you, I will hug you so strong that I will split you in two." I was certain that my dad loved me. And in this book, the author asks, "What is your treasure? What is the goal and desire of your life?" The Bible teaches that in order for us to be with God in heaven, we need to be forgiven. Correct? We can't have any sins. We need to be cleansed. And because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, we have the opportunity to receive the gift of forgiveness or the gift of salvation. But is it possible that perhaps the greatest treasure that I have is not the forgiveness of my sins, it's not my salvation, but opportunity to be with God Himself in His presence? That opportunity starts now while I'm alive, and not only after when I have left this earth. So this is the perspective I have learned as I stare at the cross. Jesus dying on the cross creates a pathway that gives us the opportunity to be with God Himself, to be in His presence. And what a gift that is. In Genesis 15, verse 1, the Bible says, "The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision and said, 'I am your very great reward.'" Here God was reminding him, it's not all the possessions that you have, but your relationship with me should be your true treasure. So as we take communion today, let us be grateful that through the cross of Jesus, we have the opportunity to be with God while we're here on earth, so that one day we can be with God in heaven, see His face, and personally give Him a big hug. Let's go to God in prayer. God, as we come before you, we give you praise and thanks for your mercy over our souls and over our lives. God, I pray that the story of the cross of Jesus will be engraved in our hearts, in our minds, so that we can live lives that will make you happy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to live a life with you. Thank you for Jesus, for His life, for His teachings, for His sacrifice. And it is in His name we pray. Amen.